We are on Daf, Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The second line from the bottom. Ravina Omar, Beged Lav Lachatiche Koi, Uber Lachatiche Koi. That means we had had a kashem, we had in the safe of the Mishnah, Shochat es imoi v'achakach chotcho habosor maga nevele diber ameya v'chachomim oimrim maga treife shchute. We hear in the Mishnah that after he shechted the behemah, so then the uber is mekabel tume from the eiver that's yotze lochutz. Ameya says it's maga nevele, chachomim say it's maga treife shchute. We had a problem. We had a problem. How is the Uber Mekabel Tume? How is the Uber Mekabel Tume from the Eiver? It is a Magabes Hastor. So, first we wanted to say, no, Ramei Lishitose, Ramei holds Magabes Hastor, is Metame. Then we had said, we had a member of Ule. Ule said, Bishas Prishoson Meyavien, Mekabeles Tume Meyavien. That Bishas, the Prisha, when you're Chaytach, the Eiver from the Uber, so then there's a Mage that the Uber touches the Eiver, and it's Mekabel Tuma from the Eiver, Bishas Prisha. Ravina Omar, Ravina said another Mahalach. That what Rav Yossi is Chaylik on Rameyer, and Rameyer had said that a Beged, Shleishet Fochim or Shleishet Fochim, is Tomei Magemedres, and Rabbi Yossi disagreed. So Rabbeinu said, Beged Lav Lechaticha Koi, it's not Oymet to be cut, so then there's a Magebeis Hastorim. But Uber Lechaticha Koi, but the Uber, it is Oymet to cut away the Eva from the Uber. And there's such a concept, halachically, that since it's oimed lachtoich, so we consider like it's chotuch already. So Rashi says, kechotuch domi, so it's separated one from the other. And one is touching the other. And it seems since it is chotuch, this is not considered a maga beis hastorim. So the Gemara asks, Kiman ki Rabbi Meir. So it comes out that according that it's Mekabel Tume is only going according to Rabbi Meir, who holds this concept of Kol Oimed Lachter Kechotuch Domi, this nan. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol Yodeis HaKelim Shehein Aruches. You have Yodeis HaKelim Shehein Aruches, which are very long, Ba'osid Lekotzitzam. And he intends to cut the Yodeis, he intends to cut the handles, that he doesn't want such a long handle. So when he wants to be Tevil the Keli, Matpil at Mekoim Mida. So he only has to be toivel till the mokim where he intends to cut it. So memele, so the chelik hayeser, which he intends to cut off, is halachically considered like chotuch. So memele, there's no need to be toivel that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achiyat Pilas Kulay. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Achiyat Pilas Kulay. V'chachamimayim Achiyat Pilas Kulay. So we see it's a machloikis, Rab Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim do not hold this concept of Koloim Edlachtoich Kechotuch Domi. And let's elaborate. So what's the kasha? We just now found out pshat and Rav Meir is the one that says that it's Tomei Maga Nevele. No, Rav Meir holds that Rabbi has a multitude of reasons that it should be tamei. It's tamei als magabes astorim, kolam ilachte kechotach dami, it's kvaldik. But the problem is that Chachamim also hold it's mekabel tumeh. The Chachamim say it's magat reife shchuta. I mean, so there's also a kabbalah's tumeh. So it can't be according only to Rameyam. Because the Chachamim also hold it's kemage shchuta treife. And where's the mage? It's a beis astorim. They don't hold of the concept of koloi medlachteich kechotach dami. So the Gemara says, "Afilu taima rabbonon chiburei oichlem keman demifchesi domi unigi ba'adodi." That the chibur of oichlem is keilu b'shas chiburon. It's also like the mufrot zemize unigi ba'adodi. Let us see what Rashi says. Kechotach dami, and then we say, "And mokem midesh who osid lakayim, umash who osid lokeis in tzorch tvila." The chakotzot dami that doesn't need tvila; it's not a chelik of the kli. Chiburei oichlin, that what oichlin are mechubel laatzmon shehin rakin einoy choshev chibur. It is not considered a chibur uchemand the mifrasi dami. That it means even b'shas chiburon, they're also not mechubah. Udamrine ba'alma ravine chiburi oichlum kemande mifrasi domi mehoche nafke. Is the Rehites loshen agemore would seem to be saying that now we're saying a new lomdus. We left this concept of kol ha'omed lachteich kechotach domi, that's a machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim. But now you're asking a kasha al tzmage beis hastorim. By oichlin, it's not called mage beis hastorim. The chiburei oichlin keman de mifrasi domi. This chibur that there is keman de mifrasi domi. Here the Moisef Rashi brings down Rashi in Psochim. V'loi havi chibur, v'loi mage beis hastorim, mikritz nakol mage beis hastorim. So then, l'chayre, so there's nothing to do with oimed lachter. L'chayre doesn't have to do with oimed lachter. So then we'll have a shtickle problem. Ravine started off. Uba lachaticha koi v'chol oimed lachter, and then the Gemara. Then now if the Gemara is Chayzer, so Gemara should have said, Ella Omar Rabine. But L'chayre Derehites, the Mosif HaMachlekes HaRishayinim, this is a new Mahalach in Gansen, Chibur Eichum Keman Demifres Idomi, Unegi Badodi, and it's, so the one is touching the other, so Memele, so that is why there's a Kabbalah's Tumah. It's not a Beis Hastor. So the Gemara says, Bishloi Melu Ule. Ule said, a different Mahalach, Bishas Prishosam, there's a Kabbalah's Tumah. So Bishloi Melu Ule, Hainu Diktoni Chotcho. So it says in the Mishnah, in the Sefer, that he was Sheichet, the Aim, and then he was Chaitach, the Eber. So the Uber is makabel tume. So it's very good chotcha because bishas prishosam, then there's a kabbalah tume. Elol ravine my chotcha. Why does it say chotcha? It means if there's a concept of chiburi oichlim, keman de mifrasi domim, so you don't have to be chaitach it. It's tume right away. As soon as he shechted the aim, so the Uber became roi lekabel tume. So it's makabel tume. So the Gemara says, you're right, I did it, Tony Reisha Chotcha, Tony Nami Seifa Chotcha. You're 100% right. There is no need for the Etzim Kabbalah Stume is a fellow without the Chotcha. Bishloi Melu Ulo Doma Taima Mishum Prishahu Hainu Di Tony Masisin Chotcha. Dilei Chotcha Ein Tome Mishum De Maga Storimu. It's a Maga Beis Astorim. So that's it to say chotcha, b'shas prishosam. הייתי תתון הרי שחותך ואחר כך שוחת הסימויים. הבוסר תואר, דרי של עדס, אני נעשה את הבוסר תואר, זה דווקא חותך קודם שחיתה. זה מישהו שנשחת, אבל נראה אותו מסויכם לנוג, אולי חותך תומי. תון הספר חותך, אולי חותך נמי תומי הוא, בבין לך נמי. ואת חותך דאו בו ולאוסו בי תומי. מטפל עד מוקם מידו. ואם תאימה, פקטייסוס אמור דקקשה. That means we have here a long yad. We have here a long yad, and let's say the upper chelik of the yad is oimed lachtoich. So we say that it's called oimed lachtoich kechotach domi. So the upper chelik is not anymore a chelik of the keli. Doesn't need tefila gewaldig. But Tosfos asks Akashim, the surface of the mokim chatach, which the Baal is only in Lomdus is Chotuch, that means the Yad that's remaining with the Keli, so the surface, the top surface, is not exposed to the water. You have here the Arichas HaYad, that's over it. So Tosfos asks, so this is a Chatzitza. So how can the Tvila help on the Keli? So means I don't have to toivel the chelika elyoin of the yad. That's oimed lachtich. About kaponim, the chelika tachtoin, which eventually will become exposed after you chaitach it, but I was not toivel that surface. That surface is covered by the chelika elyoin of the yad. So there's a chatzitze on this chelik of the yad. So why does the tefillah help? V'im toima v'idoch lehevi chetzitze dave miyutei ha-makpit. That means even though min ha-toire you need rubay ha-makpit to be pasal the tefillah, that's min ha-toire, but midarabonon chazal bogeres ugeizah miyut ha-makpit otoreiv ha-makpit. Even though there's a chetzitze only on the miyut of the yad, but al koponim miyut ha-makpet should passel the tefila midarabona. The miyutei ha-makpet choytzitz bekeilim k'moy bo'odam k'demash v'meseches mikvois. Now, Tosfos says, maybe you'll say this whole chetzitza darabona was only said by tefila sodom, not by tefila keilim. So Tosfos says, no, it's mash v'meseches mikvois that there is such a concept of miyut ha-makpet. V'yesh loima, so Tosfos holds it's a very serious kasha. V'da'ayri b'yodeis ha-keilim ha-suyim ke'ein chuyois. Ko'isan shal shalois shal barzel ha-suyim b'tabois. That means we're not speaking about a yad. We're not speaking about a yad that's a solid handle. Then that's bitter. I'm saying it's oimed to cut. It's oimed to cut the handle. Be'emtza okoy, so then, but then there's a problem, there's a chetzitze. Now, Tosfos says we are speaking about the handle is made out of links of a chain. So memela, so let us say for practical purposes that there were 10 links on the chain, that was the yad of the keli, 10 links. And really, I need 5 links. So the top 5 links I'm to cut off. So the top 5 links don't need to be lit. They're not part of the keli. And the bottom 5 links, there's no chetzitza over there. That means since they're links, so the bottom 5 links are completely submerged in the water. There's nothing blocking the water. There's no chetzitza on the bottom 5 links. So finished. So there's no problem of chetzitza whatsoever. Beshreim da'iri biyodei sakelim asuyim kein chuyois ta'isan shal shaloi shal barzel asuyim betabois. It's made out of rings and links. So memele, so the upper chelik is not at all being choitzitz that the bottom link should not be nitbal. There's no chetzitza whatsoever. Fine. So this makes an ekimt. V'hotik toni nami seifa b'meseches mikvois shalsheles d'li godel arba tvochem. I have a shalsheles, also this is a type of a handle that's made out of links, and it's a dli gadol, it's arba tvachim. V'shal katan asara tvachim. U'matvil admokim mide. Yotovil admokim mide. So that means to say that, let's say if I have a shal shalas, and I want, perhaps this alone is the shear what I want, or I want a smaller shear. Al kaponim, I matvel admoke mida. Matvel rabbi yutal fenoima at she yitvel kol hatabas. Bechlal de tanekamo leiboi kol hatabas. Now, Tosfos says ekashe. That means we have a machlokes, afilu according to Rav Meir, that kol ha'oimed lachtech kechotech domi, what happens if I have an intent to cut, I want to leave over 3.5 tabois. So how much do I have to be toivu? So Rav Talfin says you have to be toivu 4 tabois. You have to be toivu the whole 4th tabas. And the Tanakama says, you toivel 3.5 tabois. Now, in the Tanakama, we're in hot water. Because if I only toivel 3.5 tabois, so the chelik of the other half of the tabas is a chetzitze on the half of the tabas that needs tvila. Because even though lamdas, it's chotuch, but again, water isn't coming to that half of the tabas. So memela, so we're back with Akashi, so it's weiter achatzitze. So Tosfos isn't daunted with this kashe. The Tanakama leiboi kola tabas. Mayrinami kegoin da oiso tabas atzmo asuyo kechuyois mitabois ktanois veleke chatzitze. So Tosfos says this tabas that we're speaking about, the tabas was made out of a multitude of small tabois. That means, but it wasn't one solid tabas, it was a lot of tabois. So if it's datoy lachtoy, the third large tabas, so there's no chatzitza also, because since the third large tabas is made up of small tabois, so memelo, there's weiter no chatzitza, because a tabas isn't chaytz. That's Tosfos Teretz. Now, I'd like to mention a few ha'ores on this Tosfos. From Tosfos, we see a gewaldike ha'ore, that if something is oimed lachtoich, and we'll say in Lomdus it's kechotuch, Afal Pikein, there'll be a problem of a chatzitze. Be'emerson, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Nida, it's brought down, the Shach brings down a Raivit. The Raivit says, Tzricho lachtoich tzipone yodeho beragleo. That an isha before the tefillah has to cut her nails. The kiven da asido litlon, so the Raivet says, so since they have to be cut off, is chaitzi hashto. So it's a chatzitza if she didn't cut it off. That means that the Gemara God speaks about a case, she forgot to cut off one nail. So memele, so the mashmois of the Gemara is, so that nail is chaitzitz. Why is there a chatzitza? Because since it's oimet likotzeitz, so memele, So the top of the nail is not the top that we see. The top of the nail is the top after it will be kaitzitz the top layer of the nail. So then that's the top of the nail. And the top layer of the nail is a chetzitza to the bottom layer of the nail. So it's a chetzitza. And the Shach brings down a Bach. Imatzipoiren oimedes likotzeitz. Chaitzitz. So it's chaitzitz. Mamish tisdin, this is, what Tosfos says, it's, I mean, this is brought down lahalacha. There's a very interesting Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva brings down, a kashe from the Chassam Sofer. Doch sam Seifer, erster Scheile, de Kalois are teufel themselves before the Chuppe, and their hair is long. They have long hair. After the Chuppe, after the Bilas Mitzvah, they're going to cut the hair. So someone asked the Sam Seifer a Scheile, so how does the Tvila help? That means the hair that is now long is oimedly kotzeitz. So memela, so it should be a psul in the tvila. This someone asked the Sam Seifer. So the Sam Seifer says, Adam rinin kola oimed, hainuk sha oimed le osis miyad bli hefsik. It's oimed now to be cut. Vahocha eina saris oimdeis li his galech ad laachar bilis mitzvah vakert bi, before that it's not oimed li his galech. Vabila mamsekis beinatvila legiluach leishayach oimed lokitz kekotzitz damit. So the Sam Seifer says, and yes, he says we have the same problem with Anoser also, on Koponim, so he says that, the whole concept of oimed likzitz kekotzitz damit, that we should make it for chetzitzes dafke if it's oimed likzitz now. If it's oimed likzitz, later, so now it's not called kotzitz. Fine. Now let us just see on the side of our Gemara. Va'ayin berosh shetiritz. The base astorim shel kelim loichashin in bechtzitza klal. Ve'virayim mitaysefta. That is no problem by the concept of base astorim loichashin in bechtzitza klal. Now, there is a din of tumis, of tvile by besa storim, let's say by a person, let's say inside his mouth, when a person tables himself, he doesn't have to open up his mouth and the mimikvah should go into his mouth. No, it needs roi lebiyas mayim. It should be roi that water could come in. If he has a chatzitze, he has a bone between his teeth, so then it's not roi lebiyas mayim. But you don't need, there's a concept, you need roi lebiyas mayim in a beis astorim. Fine. That is by an odom. So the Rosh says, but by a keli, there's no concept of beis astorim. So this is a beis astorim. It means the mokim where the chelik hakotzot or emed liktzot is covering the mokim that's going to be kotzot. So that's a beis astorim, and there's no problem over there. There's no concept of beis astorim by kelim, by tvilas kelim. The Tveres Yaakov Tainus, he doesn't understand. Our whole Gemara, oimed lachtech echotach domi, we're speaking about tumah. So we said it's not called a beis astorim. This is not beis astorim. It's called chotach already. So how does beis astorim help over here? There's a ha'ore, that's why Taisa Damer the Kekasha. There's a very interesting ha'ore from the Chedushim of Biurim. And he asks on our Taisvitz, later I saw that the Meiri mentions this ha'ore from a Raivit, a Muridike ha'ore. The whole concept of chatzitze is as follows. That means like this. Let's speak about a tvilas odom. A person titles himself, fine. So he's completely submerged in the water, but halacha is that the water has to touch all the parts of his body. That's hilchus tvila mina toyre kapon roi midrabon and afilo it has to touch afilo amiyata makpet. Fine. Now, if there's a chetzitze, so the chetzitze makes that part of the area where the water should have touched. It's not touching. It's not psorei b'mayim. The mayim is not touching the basa. There's something mavdul ben psori lemayim. So this hilchus chetzitze. This is a chetzitze. A miyut min ha'teir is bottle. So it's bottle to the goof. Roi v'makpin is not bottle. So we're missing psori b'mayim. Miyut min ha'teir is bottle. Now, what is the din if a person toivels himself and one hair is sticking out. That has nothing to do with mir, a makpid, nothing. There was no tefillah. That means that's zikr, that in order to be considered nitbal, in order to be considered nitbal, you have to be completely submerged in the water. If there's a mashu out of the water, forget about it. That's not tefillah. When you're completely submerged in the water, so now that's a maisa tefillah, now there's a din that the water has to have touched, contact all the chelkei aguf mid rabbonon. So that's hilchis chatzitze. But if it is not submerged in the water, so that's tamazoi felt in tefillah. So the Chiddush Mevorim asks Amir de Kekashni, brings the Sa'orim from the Chazanish also. The Raivet says the Sa'orim. Taisvis was speaking in Hilchis Chatzitze. That means Taisvis said that we have a long handle, a 10-inch handle, and we're toivel only 5 inches of the handle because the other 5 are going to cut. So the by the end of the 5th inch, the water isn't touching. The water isn't touching it, Hilchis Chatzitze. So they ask, it's a much greater problem than Hilchis Chatzitze. That chalik is not submerged in the water. It's not submerged at all. It's not underneath the water. That chalik, it's, the violet says, the kasha should be a much stronger kasha. And the Raivet Take says, the Radimiri brings down the Raivet, he says that you have a long handle, Yizich have to toivel the whole handle. That's no shail about it. Tvile, you need only, he says it's a mir chayne makpet. He talks about chatzitza, that's no problem. It's a mir chayne makpet, he calls it. So the nechil, but Yizich have to toivel the whole handle. But you need tvile on the first 5 inches. The other 5 inches you don't need tefillah, but you have to table the whole thing. So he says, "L'mayin afkamina, if there'll be a chatzitza on the second 5 inches." So since it doesn't need tefillah, so it can be a chatzitza on the second 5 inches. But you see, you have to table the whole handle, or else it's chosah the ma'isa tefillah. So this is a ha'ore on Tosfos. Chiburei oichlem the mifrasi domi, command the mifrasi domi. Now we have here this memre of Rabine. Rabine said that a chibur of oichlim is command the mifrasidom. It's not a true chibur. It's like it's separated already. So memele, it's not considered a maga beis hastor. Teime lemeshani hochi ba'ir varoitev gabi chishem olav achakach chot chaytome. We had brought down this gemara already before. The gemara is speaking about Eva Minachai. And then he decided he decided he's going to eat the basar. When he cut off the basar is tome. So the basar was mekabel tome from the eva. Uparich, so the gemara asks tumes beis hastorimi. It's the basar. How did the basar become tome? It was mekabel tome from the eva. So that's a tumas beis hastorim. V'doichik lamidik harameya. And the Gemara says it's going according to harameya. The harameya holds maga beis hastorim is mekabel tome. Frek toisves, according to Ravine, the kasha doesn't begin. I feel according to the chachomim, there's a concept of chiburei oichlem command the mifrasi domi. So there's a maga of the basar. The basar is touching the eva. There's a maga over it. Not a maga beis hastorim. Now, before we'll learn our taisus teretz, so they bring down taisus and krisus says. You're 100% right. A good kasha. The Gemara there is going according to Ula. Ula doesn't hold this thing of command the mifrasi domi. The Ula holds b'shas p'rishasam. And there's the thesis we learned, the previous thesis, it doesn't pass. B'shas p'rishasam over there by Eva. But ein chanami, according to Rabbeinu, it's not shre. Our thesis says, v'shloimid lo'emrini command the mifrasi domi, el ha'echad da'oimid likotzitz, k'may hoche. The Eva also Bashar Mutter, it's also Bachila. The Chaim B'Seif Ketzer Tzolim Gabi Eva Shiotzer Mikzosai. מה שיוצא אוסר או מה שבפני מותר, אבל גבי איבה מן החי, דעקי לא אוסר, ואין עמד לחותך למרינן כמן למפרסי דומי. So Tosfos now injects in Ravine, we mentioned in the Gemara, that command mifrasi combines with kol ha'omed lachtech kechotach domi. So you need the halach of kol ha'omed lachtech kechotach domi. If it's not ha'omed lachtech, command mifrasi does not make like it's take mufrit. So l'davoni, I don't understand the kugel that we make. Now we're combining two halachas. There's one halacha kol ha'omed lachtech kechotach domi. That means we consider that it's chotach. It's chotach. So the Gemara says, "Shulduk, that's a machlekes chamei and the chachamim. That's chamei and the chachamim. Chamei holds it's chotach. The rabbonis and so on. If it lomdus, it's cut. It's cut. Chachamim don't hold that it's cut. So it's not cut." So now the Gemara says, "No. So what's according to the chachamim is chibure oichlem command the mifrasi." So if you learn that if a kert the chibur of oichlem, it's never considered a base astorim because the chibur bechlal is not a strong chibur, so it's called command the mifrasi. That's good. But Tosfos says no. If it's not a medlachtech, it's not command the mifrasi. So we have here a combination of a medlachtech and chiburi oichlem command the mifrasi, and both together. So I don't know exactly how we combine these two halachas and I mean the two distinct halachas. I mean there's a lumbus of kol ha'omed lachtech that I don't say. Chiburi oichlem command the mifrasim without ha'omed lachtech I also don't say together because they combine. Davoini, I don't understand it too well. I mean since it's a shvache chibur, then they say kol ha'omed lachtech, but it's I don't understand. Zok the Gemara weiter. Chachamim oimrim maga treifa shchute. That the uber is mekabel tume from the eva, not maga nevele. The way Rameyer said it's maga treifa shchute. Zok the Gemara treifa shchute mi metamye. If it's a treifa that's geschochten, so it's metame, it's verkehrt. Shchite is metaira treifa from Tumas Nevela. Small says, en, kid avudishmud, am avudishmud, treifa sheshochtam, vetame b'mekdoshim. Mit rabbonon, this a tume, it's metame b'mekdoshim, some mele. So that means, this is a tume, that's metame kodesh. Rashi mi metamye, diktoni bo teires mage, it's mage, treifa shrute, tam b'mekdoshim, mit rabbonon. Now, we have here a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rameya. If the Shchites Ha'aim is Metayer the Eva, from Tumas Eva Menachai, from Tumas Nevela, we have a machloikis. So, the Chachamim Tainet, the Rameya, Ma Motzinu Betreife She Shchitosa Metaharosa, we find that by a treife, even though the Shchites is not Mater, the Bosor Bachila, but it's Metairet from Tumas Nevela, Av Shchites Behemet Tetaira Suba. So the same thing, the Shchit of the Behemet Tetaira Suba, even though here's a Teres Treifet, Yotzachutz Mechitzosai, so it's not Matairet Bachila, but it's Metairet Metumas Nevela. Tanya, Omar Lehen Rameya Taini Techachomim, Bechi Mi Tiaroi Leiverze Midei Nevela. Shchitas Imoy, you're telling me that what was Metayer? The Shchitas Ha'im was Metayer the Eva. Im Kain Tatirenu Bachila, so the Shchitas Ha'im helps, even though it's Chutzal Mechitze, so let it be Kamuta Bachila. Omru Loi, so we'll see later what the answer does not make sense, and we'll see later it's Chutzuri Mechzere. Omru Loi, Harbei Matzeles Al Sha'ene Gufa Yoisa Migufa. That the aim, the Shchitas aim is matzel, more on something that's not gufa, yaisa mi gufa. Sherei shanino, we learned, choytech min ha'uber shebemeyeho, if a person cut some of the bosa from the uber, and he left it inside the aim, and then he shechted the aim. This is basa, that this is basa from the uba muta b'achila. The shechites aim is matter this basa b'achila. Min atchoyle min akloyes. What if he cut something from the spleen or from the kidneys? Basa b'achila. So we see that it's more matzal al eine gufa than al gufa. Fragt die Gemorre, mai koma, Ramea esta makashe, if the shrites and aim helps to be metair mitumis nevela, it should be matzal b'achila. So they all of a sudden they went on a tangent, they said, they didn't answer the kashe. They said that the shrit helps for eine gufa more than gufa. My come Omar Rove Omar la kedich suri mechser v'achiktan. Omar la Ramey. V'chimi tiarei la'ever zeh midi nevela. Ramey asked the chachamim, who was metayer this ever? It's a nevela, even nechai has to miss nevela. Shrit is imoy. Im kein tatirenu b'achila. So if the shrit helps, even though it's yotza chutzum chitzo, so it's a shvimuta b'achila. Omru loy, treifu techiach. Tell me, you see there's such a concept that the shrit is not capable to be mata b'achila, but it's metayar mitumis nevela. Shritosa metaros midein nevela v'eino matirosa b'achila. Omar lehen, this is what was missing in the first paraisa. Omar lehen, you bring a garay from the shrit is treifu. Loy im tiyero shrit is treifu oisadova shihigufo. There it's very good. You're shechting the treifa. The shechita is in the treifa. So there is such a concept, even though the shechita is not capable of being matter b'achilem, but it's metayr midei tumas nevela. But the tayr is a ever dover she'ine gufa. But here, the you're not shechting, you're shechting the aim. So how could the shechita sa aim be metayr an eiver that's not gufa? Omru loy, so they answered him, what's a zegefelech? We find harbe matzeles al sheine gufa yoise mi gufa. You're telling me the shchites aim shouldn't work al eine gufa? We see that the shchites aim helps more on al eine gufa than al gufa. Shrei shoninu. Choytech minubu shebemeyeo muta b'achila. He was choytech from the besar ha'uba, so now the shchita saim will be matal this bosa. And b'achila. Minat choyle, minat kloyes, osa b'achila. You cut some meat from the choyle and the kloyes, it's osa b'achila. So you see that you're telling you, maybe that shchita can be metaira treife. Now you're tining, but you need shchita's gufa. So the Chachamim told them, we see that Eina Gufa is more affected by the Shritas Aim than Gufa. So maybe that's no problem. Tanya Nami Hochi, Omela Ramei, Brimit Yerei Leiver Zemidei Nevela. Ramei asked them, who was Metard in the Eiver? Omrulei Shritas Ima. Imkain, Ramei asked them, Tatirana Bachila. Amru loy, treifa techiach, sheshritosa metaros midei nevela, ben metairosa b'achila. Amru lo, im tiyara shritas treifa, oisa ves eivar medudu bo. He says, good, we find that a shritas metaira treifa. And also, if you have a behemoth that the eivar is medudu bo, that means the eivar is completely cut off, it's still hanging on. So it's metayer mitumas, it's metayer mitumas nevela, but dover shagufa, that's a dover shagufa, that means it's its own aver, it is a treifa, so there its own shchita will be metayer. The tayer eso uber sheine gufa, it should be metayer the uber sheine gufa, amru loy, that's no problem. Harbe matzelas al sheine gufa, yaisem I gufa, Shoishaninu choytech min uber shebemeyeho muta b'achila, minat choyle minak loyeis osa b'achila. Let us see Rashi, Zok Rashi. אמרו לוי, הרבה מצלס לקמי מפורש מייקה מהדרי לוות את החכמים אינסם ימיה. בסעיבה המדודו בו בשום בהימו שנחתך ממנו איבה. יבה בהימה, an איבה was cut off ומאורו, it's still attached slightly. Vitali Bemixis. In this case of an Eva Medulda means it will never heal. You know, that means it's eventually zich going to fall off and it cannot heal. So the halacha is, Damrina Boyer Varoitev, Ha Eva HaMedulda Bebehema V'nishchata Mitame Tumas Oichlem V'loi Tumas Nevelis. That means it's metame tumas oichlem. That means if a sheretz will touch it, it will be mekabel tumas oichlem. Loi tumas neveles. Midiktoni huchsheru bedomer. Because it says there that this eva is huchshar lekabel tume from the dam shrite. The dam shrite is machshir the basar to be mekabel tume, and the eva is also huchshar lekabel tume. Vinevele my hershi ikalameima. Now if this Eva would the Shechita would not help, and it's an Eva Minachai, so you need hershi. Va'afal pi she'asurin ba'achile kedektoni lekama b'shmaiten lovi Eva bosa medudom. Even though it's also ba'achile, we'll see later about this Yisra'achile, but al kaponim, the Shechita is mitayer the Eva mi tumis nevelis. It's not tumis Eva minachai. So the Sora Meir tainid that's dova she'gufa klai medinu she'tetareno she'gufa. There that so the Shechita's aim can be mitayer the Eva. Now let us go further, and I'd like to learn the Gemara. We have there's a whole sugyas Gemara that before we'll really be able to understand a little bit what the lumdus of the sugya. We first have to learn the Gemara to understand the terminology and get a little acquainted with this sugya. And Blineda will come back. Now, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kemachloikes beubrim, kach machloikes beivorim. That Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, we have a machloikes beubrim. That means Rav Meir holds, if the uber stuck out an aver, and we shechted the aim, so Rav Meir says that the shechita is not metayer the aver, and it's an aver minachai, and it's metama like an avela. Kach machloikis be'evorim. Same thing. Rav Meir holds that if there was an aver hamiduldul from a behemoth, that means this Eva was kimat completely cut off and it's still slightly attached, and you shechted the behemoth, so the Eva will be metame, it's an Eva minachai, it's a din of Eva minachai, and it is will be metame tumas nevela. That's what we just said a minute ago, not like that, but tomorrow we'll speak about it eventually. But there's a machloikis. We have a machloikis, the Chachomim and Rav Meir. The Chachomim held that the Eva of the Uber does not have Tumas Eva Minachai. Who adin the Chachomim hold the Eva, an Eva Meduldul of a Behemah will also not have Tumas Eva Minachai. And Rav Meir holds both. Rav Meir compares Eivorin lub, an Eivor Medudu to Ubrim. That's what Reish Lakish said. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan said, a bigger chumre, machloikis be Eivor de Uber. The machloikis is by an Eivor of an Uber. That means if the Uber stuck out his hand, and you shechted the aims according to the mayor, the hand is an eva min achai, according to the chachomim, the eva is it doesn't have tumas eva min achai. Aval be'eva de behema, but an eva medudu, divrei hakel shchita oise nipu. That means as follows. That means that when you shecht the behema, we consider that the eva fell off. The shchita has no yachas connection at all with the eva, and I consider ke'ilu the eva fell off before the shchita, so therefore the shchita, so it's like an eva min achai, kozman, the behemoth is alive, so it's alive, but when the minute I shechted, I consider ke'ilu the eva fell off before the shchita doesn't have any effect on the eva, and it's not matter, the eva from tumas eva minachai. Where we get this concept, I will have to come to that ayin dalet. Well, then we'll see a little where we get it. But al kaponim, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that by eva of an uber, there the chachamim hold the shchita sa'im, even though it's, the eva is outside of the aim, and the shchita sa'im will not be matarit ba'achila, but it'll be matar from tumas nevela. But an eva hamedudul, everyone holds shchita oise nipple, and it has tumas eva minachai. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Omar Rabbi Yosi Bachanine, my time with the Rabbi Yochanan, libe the Rabbono. That means, the Rabbono say that, when you shech the aim, so the eva of the uber is nita al yedei shchitas aim. So why by an eva meduldu, do I say that the shchita will not be metayr? So the Gemara answers, Hai islei takante bechazore, v'holeslei takante bechazore. So the Gemara means, Rashi Dachsmi learns, the pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is that if an uber was meitze evori chutz lohaim, when you shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it. Bosa basada treifelo yisechelu, it's yotza chutzl mechitzosei, it's eva minachai, you're not allowed to eat it. But, Rabbi Yochanan holds, but what if it brought back the yad? Rabbi Yochanan holds its kosher. Mashlon, not Rabbi Yochanan. Abba kaponem, Rabbi Yochanan, let's say what shittas Rabbi Yochanan is. Rabbi Yochanan, if it brought back the yad, so then the shchita will be matter. So we see something very interesting. If when it brought back the yad, that the shchita is matter, so we see that be'etzem, even though it stuck out the yad, it's still an intrinsic chelik of the yubel. Because if it brought it back, the shchita is matter b'achila. So al kochoch pshat is that when it's out, the shchita doesn't help. The shchita doesn't help to be matter b'achila. But since lemaise it's a chelik of the yubel, it means if we would learn the minute it left the aim, so it's fallen, I feel it goes back, it's left the aim. So then we could think that, so it's not no more a chelik of the aim, it's in a different mechitza, it's yotam and mechitza, so the shchita can't have any effect whatsoever on the eva. But since we see, Rabbi Yochanan holds if you're marzer the yad, so the shchit is matrit b'achila. So we see the heitzos ayad was not oikirat from the aim. It's still attached to the aim. It's still a chelik of the yuba. So al kocher the halach is, but in that matter the shchita won't be matter. So most of us on the table like this anisar achila. If the shchita was made when it was chutzl mechitzosei, but the chutzl mechitzosei is not oikiret from the aim legamri, because you see, there's always go back. So memele, so there we hold that the shchit al kaponim will be metayr mitumis nevele. Ma she'en came by an eivah medudu, an eivah medudu is theoretically is no shaykhis at all with the behemoth. It's medudu will never grow back. So memele, so there the whole concept of chazore, of becoming a healthy eivah of the animal is non-existent. It's already mufresh from the animal. So there the shchita zicha won't help, I feel, according to the Chachamim. That's what my time with Rabbi Yochanan Alibi the Rabbonin, hay is leitakanta bechazor, voles leitakanta bechazor. Let us see what Rashi says so far. Rashi says, kemachloikes be'ever d'ubrim, kach machloikes, that's what Rish Lakish says, the Eva Hamadudu Bebahim, Villa Meyer, and Shritos Mitaros, Ula Rabon, and Shritos Mitaros. So, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Bamchlekes Beva Dubel, Ava Beva de Behemet, Divrehako, Shrita Oise Nippel, Zira, she says, Oise Nippel, Bisha Shrita, when you start shechting it, Areyu kinoifil mimeno. It's just like it fell off. When you shecht the behime, it's like the eva fell off and it's not attached anymore to the behime. Ve'ein shchitosoi ma'elis loy. Now, how do we come to this loshen of ois and nipple? Misham lishna dekho, defina lakama mis ois and nipple, nokit lo. It's supposed to call a sheyipil b'maisam. We learn out from that posik that mis ois and nipple. Nipple gmar nefila. That means this eva hamedudul is 9/10 off the behemah already. So when I shecht it, I consider kilu. It's completely detached. Aliba de rabbanon, and Rabbi Yochanan Mamachlekes Beivdu Ba'avu Beiva the Beimri Behaku. Aliba de rabbanon de beiva duba metari beiva medudu bo metame. Bachazor kila Rabbi Yochanan bereish pir kila ivarat muta bachila im herse. Fine. So bekitzer we have here now a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Vila machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What do the chachamim hold by the shchita of a behemah? Will it be mitayr and eiver hamedudu? Reish Lakish says that it won't be mitayr. It will be mitayr according to the Chachamim. Rav Meir, there's no difference between uber and eiver hamedudu. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, everyone agrees that shchita will not be mitayr eiver hamedudu. Meisavei, so now the Gemazim bring down the baraisa we just learned before. Amalam Rav Meir, Loim tia roshchita treifa oisa. He said, the chachamim tainid, what's your problem that you tainid, that how could the eva be toyer, if it's not matter bachilah, how could it be metayer? So they told him, hey, listen, shchita's treifa techiach, it's not matter bachilah, and it's metayer. So Rameya answered them, Loi im tiero shchita streifa oiso veseiva medudubo. So Rameya said, no, listen, that I understand that shchita streifa could be metayr de treifa. And oiso veseiva medudubo, because it's dover shegufa. Because the shchita is done in the gufa behemet. So even though the behemet is treifa, even though there's eiva medudul, but the shchita will be metayr. About the tire as a uber, dover, shayne gufe, but it should be metayr, the uber, dover, shayne gufe. So al kaponim, we have an offene bereise, that a mayor holds, that an eiver, a medudu, the shrit is metayr, afil according to a mayor. And we hear here, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, that everyone held that, according to a mayor, it's sicha not metayr, Rabbi Yochanan said, well, according to chomim, it's not metayr. So bish loy mil Rab Shimon ben Lakish, the Devarim kamalo. Could be according to Reish Lakish, is telling, is going le divrei chachamim. Lididi, I personally hold loishna eva duba, loishna eva de behema ki adodinin. I personally hold that the eva de behema is also won't be mitaira. But according to you hold that the shchita of the behema will be mitaya the eva, that's because it's gufa. But how could it be mitaya the eva of the uba? That's not gufa. That was, so according to Rish Lakish, that what Rameya mentioned, eva medulda, is not l'shita soy, it's l'shita som. I feel according to you. No. I can understand that what you hold by an eva hamedulda, but I can't understand by the eva of a nubla, because it's lav gufa. El ala Rabbi Yochanan kashem. But according to Rabbi Yochanan holds, everybody holds. I feel the chomim hold that an eva hamedulda is not nitari de shchitas habehime. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying over here? So the Gemara is choyza. El yitma hochi yitma. There's a grace. And the memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kemach leikis buburim, kach mach leikis beivorim. That's the Rish Lakish is the same, like we said till now. That is a mach leikis beivorim and Rameyus l'divrei chachomim. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said mach leikis beivor d'uba. The whole mach leikis is beivor d'uba. Avo beivor de beheime, but an eivor de beheime, Divrei hakel ein shchita oisen nippel. I do not consider al yedei shchitet ki ilu the eva fell down before. And everyone holds, afilu rameya, that the shchita can be metayel the eva. And it doesn't have a tumah of eva min achai. Yeah. Yeah, and Omar Rabbi Yosef Berchdin in my time with Rabbi Yosef and Alibe the Rameya, Hai Gufa Vahai Lav Gufa. Since this is the Gufa of the Behemoth, so I say the Shchita helps on the Eva also. Let us see Rashi. Bishleim L'Reish Lokish. Toma Beivorim Nami Pligi. That holds Beivorim Nami Pligi. Ho Afa Gav the Rameya Komalo Leitikshe. The Afa, even though Rameya said over here, that shchita could help on the eva. Leitik, that's not a kasha according to Rish Lakish. Udevrem the rabbon and the metari beubrim ubeivorim kamalu. He's talking according to the chachamim. The half al pish atem metarim beeva beheime. Look, you metar beeva beheime. Oy lechem latami beeva ruba shein aguf. El rabbi yechin edoma divrei hakal eva medudu tome. Eichi toni ves eva medudu. And it's metayer because it's gufa. Ela yitma b'hach mas nisen de koma rameya loyim tira lil reish lokish kedishaninen v'devrayim de rabbonen komolo. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the time of Rameya? Ein Shchite, no, this is Rabbi Yochanan, the Aliyitma v'hachmas is a kama Rameya leim tar l'Reish Lakish nim l'divrei drabon komo, ule Rabbi Yochanan l'divrei hakel komo lo. Ein Shchite is a nipple. The Shchite, through the Shchite of the Behema alone, I don't consider ki ilu the Eva was neifel before the Shchita, the Tomer Militame Afapi Shasula Shasura Bachile, my time the Rabbichlim the Ramayd and I sent Chilik Pain Eva Behema, La Eva Huba, so the Gemara says this is Gufa and this is not Gufa.